Once again, looking live at the U.S. Capitol at this hour here in Washington, a security sweep on the floor of the U.S. House. We're told maybe 9:30, maybe 10 o'clock Eastern time is the starting point for that secret session. We don't expect to see the House of Representatives back in public tonight. They'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 and continue their public debate on the FISA legislation. Earlier this evening, about 6 o'clock Eastern time, there was some debate on the floor talking about this secret session, this closed session. Here's some of what led up to where we are now.
Madam Speaker, at the request of and after discussion with the distinguished Republican whip, I ask unanimous consent that at a time designated by the Speaker on the legislative day of March 13, 2008, the House resolve itself into secret session as though pursuant to Clause 8 of Rule 17. Secondly, debate in such secret session proceed without intervening motion for 1 hour, equally divided and controlled by the Majority Leader and the Minority Whip. And thirdly, at the conclusion of that debate, the secret session shall be dissolved.
Reserving the right to object, Madam Speaker.
Gentleman is recognized.
I'd like to, the leader, I believe I heard you say Clause 8. Did you mean Clause 9?
Clause 9.
Clause 9. And this secret session would be convened at some time by the Speaker today when the room has been secured and would dissolve at the end of an hour of discussion. Is that the way I understand the...
That's what the consent agreement contemplates.
Consent agreement.
Pursuant to our discussions.
Continue his point of reservation.
I think I can withdraw my reservation.
Gentleman withdraws his point.
Reserving the right to object.
We get notice on.
Gentleman from Ohio.
Would the gentleman from Maryland yield to question?
Certainly. No. But you may want to stay.
Can you divulge to this House what is going to be discussed? Not the content of it, but the topic that's going to be discussed.
My presumption is, and I think that's accurate because of my discussions with the Republican whip, and the discussion will be with reference to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
And is it the debate that will take place regarding the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act? What would conceivably be the nature of that debate?
I can't tell you that because I don't know.
But there's going to be debate. Is it going to be debate over legislation?
I presume, I tell the gentleman from Ohio, that it certainly will relate to the legislation that we'll be then considering probably at this point in time tomorrow.
There's a gentleman in his long experience in the House. Could he communicate to those who have, in my case, been in this House 12 years or less, any time in your experience where the House has debated legislation in secret?
My presumption is that we will not debate the legislation in secret. Not only is that my presumption, I think we clearly will have public debate tomorrow on the bill. The Minority Whip came to me indicating that there were things that he thought the members ought to have knowledge of that he was of the opinion could not be divulged in public debate. There is a provision under our rules to accomplish that objective. After discussion with him and limitation on the time so that we could in fact get to a vote on what we believe is very important legislation, we have agreed to this arrangement. Again, it's limited, but we did not want to be, nor are we in the position of saying to the Minority Whip, if he has such information, that we want to preclude that from being offered, because we want no indication that any information is being withheld. That is appropriate, obviously. There are going to be restrictions, obviously, even in the context of
My friend has said two things. One is that there's an assumption that it's going to be about FISA, and another one is that there is going to be a debate of sorts. When I asked the question, if you are aware of whether or not anything like this has happened before.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With respect to, we're talking about specific legislation that is before this House, whether or not anyone, would the gentleman know, when, what is the precedent for this? Is this unprecedented that the House of Representatives would be meeting in secret preliminary to legislation that it intends to pass? I haven't experienced this in my time, and for information purposes, I would ask the gentleman who's been here, I think, 26, 28 years, if in his experience, he can remember that.
I thank the gentleman. In responding to him, I believe, and I'm not frankly absolutely positive, and I'm hoping that somebody, perhaps on the Intelligence Committee staff or others on the House, well, can I make an observation? I believe that during the early 80s or middle 80s, with reference to the 1983 on Contragate, there was such a session.
19 when?
83.
On what?
Contragate. As you know.
Iran-Contra?
Yes.
Was that before the hearings or after the hearings?
I don't know the answer to that question. If Mr. Blunt,
well, I mean, there's relevance questions here.
If you'll yield to Mr. Blunt, you may be able to offer
my friend, Mr. Blunt.
I appreciate it, my friend. I didn't quite hear your last question. Was it before or after?
Yeah, I asked. It said it was on Iran-Contra, that there was a...
It was not on Iran-Contra. It was 1983, and it was on Contra. In fact, our colleague from Florida, Mr. Young, called for that secret session in 1983. There was also a secret session in 1979 and in 1980. So there have been three of these. They were in recent years, but it's obviously been a long time since 1983.
And they were preliminary to the passing of legislation.
I don't know the answer to that.
I just want to point out something here as this House proceeds on this track. There are some of us here who feel that this country has drifted towards a version of a national security state. When the House begins to meet in secret on matters that relate to security prior to legislative acts, it raises questions about the Constitution of the United States. I know I'm familiar with my friend's awareness that the Constitution gives the Congress the ability to make its own rules. I also understand from the First Amendment that Congress wouldn't restrict any establishment of free speech. This is the citadel of free speech. This is the only place in America that someone can stand and say anything they want at any time and be free from any kind of a legal attack. Once we close that up, we're changing the nature of it at a time when this country's at war, when there's been questions raised about secret meetings and what was told with respect to torture, about secret meetings and what was told with respect to rendition, about secret meetings and what was told with respect to private corporations doing wiretapping. I just want the members of this House to incorporate that in their reflections when we proceed to approve an agreement for a secret meeting. I'd also like to state this, to just share my experience. And that is, without referring to any content of any secret meeting I've been in, and I've been in a few at the beginning of my term in the House, I have found from my own experience, that secret meetings end up being occasions for the communication of information of at least, at best, dubious value. And I'm not in any way impugning the motives of my good friends who are asking for a secret meeting in this case. But I'm sharing with you my experience prior to this moment that secret meetings have been the occasion to communicate information that hasn't particularly been forthright or true. Now, you know, and I could point to individuals, at least one individual who's sitting in this chamber right now, who when we had a secret meeting right after 9/11, walked right down that aisle and, you know, uttered a famous barnyard expletive after we were being briefed in a secret meeting by a member of the administration. Some of you were there at the time to remember. So I'm just communicating a concern here about the path we're going down. And, you know, I can only do that. I am going to I will not attend that meeting. I will withdraw my objections, but I want to have my friends here know that we ought to be proceeding with the utmost caution in going into this direction.
Gentleman withdraws his objection. Is there objection?
I am not going to be attending such a session. I believe that it violates the spirit of this House, but I will withdraw my objection since my good friend feels that this is the path that he has to go.
Thank you.
Madam.
Is there further objection?
Reserving the right to object.
The gentleman from Arizona.
Would the leader yield for two questions?
Yes.
As I understand the situation, we're going to secure the chambers, and in securing the chambers, it would mean, I think it means that from the cloakroom, the people who work the cloakroom, who usually tell us when the chamber will be cleared, how are they going to communicate that we can come back in for the secret?